welcome on stage the one we've all been waiting for, the star of the hit Channel 5 docu-soap, achieving top Channel 5 ratings of over 582,000 people. Here she is, from Luxury Liner. She's glam, she's glitzy, and unlike certain things you might have read in this week's Daily Mirror, she's not gay. She is Stacey Leanne Page!
Oh, thank you, thank you. What a welcome. There must be northern people in this audience tonight. The atmosphere is so warm. I'm just getting these warm wafts coming up. Talk about on the wings of love. I am floating 2 feet in the air. I really am. It's unbelievable. Oh, I'm filling up now. What am I like? Oh, so many people. Hi, Marion. God. I've not seen you for about 15 years. How are you? You look gorgeous. Are you still a prostitute? A what? A cashier? Oh, lovely. Which bank? Barclays. Oh. That's a short skirt. Are you moonlighting? Because I just don't think Nick's had sex for a few nights. You could give him a discount. I can't believe I am in this hall with all you lovely people. Oh, there's my mum. Love you, mum. Put your knees together. No, but what a year I have had. I mean, a year ago, I was nobody. Yes, I was gifted. Yes, I was gorgeous. But basically, nobody knew who the Kentucky Fried freaking chicken I was. Oh, text message. Anyway. Now I'm going to plunge into a little Lancashire idiom now, so bear with me, anybody who's south of the Watford Gap, which you only mentioned because we came through Watford Gap service station last night. Boy, have they got sophisticated. Their mozzarella and tree wrap and tomato pork scratchings. Ooh. They're out of this world. The bliss in a bucket. Oh, hang on. So I've got to take this. It's my auntie Joan. Hi, Joan. Mum, it's Joan. She's in Marx's now, looking at them. She says, do you want mini, midi, high leg, or full brief? What do you want? Full brief, yeah. Plain or flowery? Flowery. And do you want a packet of three or one and just keep rinsing them through? What do you want to do? Yeah, yeah, get three. All right then, Joan, I've got to go. My auntie Joan, she's a marvellous woman. She was the first woman in Charlton to go on the pill. She had to come off it though, it didn't suit her. She grew a third breast. Oh. Never go shopping with her, it's a nightmare. Now, where was I? As Monica said to Bill, I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed on. No. Sherry Blair told me that one. No, I'm outrageous, Nick. Get used to me. Anyway. To plunge into a little Lancashire idiom, last year I was nobody, I had nothing, and as we say, I didn't have a pot to piss in. No, I'm not trying to be offensive when I say that with speakers we find in Radcliffe. I did not have a pot to piss in. Did I, Mum? A pot to piss in, I did not have. Somebody had come to me for a pot wanting a piss, I couldn't have. Pot-wise, piss-wise, I was nowhere. No piss, no pot, that was me, big time. Anyway, it's a nice little expression, isn't it? We've got loads of sayings like that, haven't we, Mum? What did we used to say to me, Dad? Don't leave your teeth in the bed, me bum's bad enough as it is. And my own particular favourite, if you think you'll have a shag, pop a Johnny in your bag. Last year, if you had gone up to somebody in the street with a photograph of me, they would have said, wow, she's glamorous in a non-intimidating way. Who the heck is she? Oh, sorry, I've got to take this. It's Jerry Halliwell. Hi, darling. Oh, has he not turned up? Mum, it's Robbie Williams. He's not turned up. Well, give him another 5 minutes. Yeah, hang on for him. Yeah, no, because it might be the buses. Yeah. No. Yeah, well, let me know what gives. Call me back. All right then, Dan. Love you. Bye. And that was like a really strange position to be in. Do you know what I mean? To be so unbelievably talented and nobody knew who the Dunkin' Donuts I was. And I'm not being arrogant when I say I was unbelievably talented, because that has nothing to do with me. Do you know what I mean? That is a gift from above. I mean, that could have landed on anybody. I mean, it didn't. It landed on me. Kaplunk. I love that word, don't you? Me. Fantastic chance for me. There I am singing on our luxury line of the Watery Queen. On comes this docu-soap crew. And I didn't realise what a chance it was, you know. I was quite ambivalent about them. I said to them, you can film me if you like. I said, I've got nothing to hide. I said to them, I am what I am. And what I am needs no excuses. You know, that is a line from a song from my favourite Fabulous all-time show, Cage au Folle. It's a gorgeous show. It's French. It's about these two gay frogs. Oh, no, sorry, we're not allowed to say that. It's about these two French puffs. And, no, I love gay people. I couldn't be a gay man, though, could you? I couldn't face all that ironing. Oh, sorry. Got to take it. This is Jerry again. Hi, darling. Has he still not turned up? Well, order your dinner then. Don't wait for him. Order your dinner. Well, hang on, I'll have to ask my mum. Mum, what's good at Little Chef? No? Yeah, the giant Yorkshire, she says. Yeah, with the sweet and sour. And the mini donuts. Yeah. But they're on the children's menu. You'll have to bob down. Yeah. Yeah, bob down, you get a toy. All right then, darling. Got to go. Bye. And I said to them, you don't need to film me. I said, there's hundreds of people like me on board the ship, witty, vibrant, fantastic vocalist. But somehow, week after week, it was all about me. I said to the cameraman, Brian, this is getting embarrassing. This is turning into my show. What were we doing when I said that? Foreplay. That's right. But, but what a fantastic chance for me. And I am truly grateful, because that's one of our mottos, isn't it, Mum? Longitude or latitude, my attitude is gratitude. And that has got us through some very sticky situations, hasn't it, Mum? Like last year when my dad was arrested, charged with insulting behaviour liable to cause a breach of the peace, i.e. running into Sainsbury's stark bollock naked shouting your Jaffa cakes are crap. And he had to be led into court with a blanket over his head. I said to my mum, no, come on, be fair. I said, attitude is gratitude. Let's be grateful. We've got a bloody blanket.